these are some like older style bands or this or that, but there's a concept, there's a theme, every song means something. So when you're listening to it, you get an experience. Everything now is just a single, you know what I mean? Well, a lot of things are a single, and so, you know, like people's attention spans are very short.
Yeah.
And I still like giving the listener, or we still like, should I say, giving the listener an experience. And when you listen to the whole album from beginning to end, it works. The first album was actually a concept album, was one man's struggles with his voices inside of his head. So that's why it's called The Healing Powers of Hate. Mm-hmm. And we pretty much released all our stuffs in a DVD digipack format. So it looked like more of a DVD, but it was a CD, and we would give like a big booklet inside, which had like his diary inside of it. So
awesome.
As you're reading the lyrics, it's like his diary day to day and stuff. And we had a big comic book inside of it included. That was what we have to do as an independent band. You have to try and do something to grab people. You can't just put out just a regular CD now with just a 4-page leaflet inside. It doesn't work. You need something different to try and sell. So that's what we did. You know, the second album, The Healing Power. The Years of Harsh Truth and Little Lies, was a little bit more not really political, but about the times that we were going through at the time being, you know, and it was really, you know, there was a lot of anger and stuff. So that was done more in like a newspaper kind of style. So, you know, as it's like you're reading a newspaper, and the songs kind of all have some sort of theme there together. But I'd say the last album has probably a bit more of a theme there in a sense. Am I Invisible? It's a lot more personal struggles that the everyday listener can feel and understand and get into. So if you listen and you hear the lyrics, you can really put yourself in those situations. And we always try and write our songs very subjectively, never really trying to point a finger or this or that. Yeah, sometimes you're going to hear like you or this or that or there, whatever else, but it's really trying to make the listener feel like they're actually part of the song, you know? So when you're listening to the lyrics and stuff, you actually feel that, yeah, you know what? That could be me. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's something that I'm feeling. And it gets you more involved there with the music because you actually feel part of it. So, yeah.
So that's
basically the kind of things that we kind of go with, but we always try and make it where the whole album is a listening experience. We still put track one, like we still try and figure out track 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and we don't try and do less than 10 songs on an album. It just doesn't make sense to do anything less. And it fits, you know, on an LP, it fits on a CD nice, it gives the listener enough of an experience but not overdrawn. So
no, that's pretty cool, man. Yeah.
Right. I'm not gonna laugh. Let's just go back to the beginning. Driving in and looking at the place, breathtaking. Walking to reception and it's just caked in dust. And that tower, in front of the entrance is laden with 5,000 dead flies.
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca or through the new app for smartphones for Android or iOS. You can get it on Google Play or the iTunes Store. And of course, you're listening to The Metal Meltdown, and I am El Doctor Misterio. And also remember that you can find all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown.
We just listened to Gisei. They are from Vancouver, Canada, and we listened to the song 5,000 Dead Flies. I love the title, great title. And this is from their brand new album, Positive Affirmations. Before that, we listened to Pira from France. They are from France. And we listened to the song End of the Slope, which is part of their brand new album, Benny Bidi Delevi. And we started the set with our guests tonight, Born Broken, from Montreal in Quebec, Canada. And we listened to the song How Strong You Are, which is part of their brand new album, Am I Invisible? And yeah, let's continue our little chat with Mike.
Back to the what you said in the beginning, yeah, nowadays the attention span and all that and the social media, and it's, you know, a single and that's that, and but then you have to have another one in whatever, 3 months anyway, yeah. Seems to go super fast compared to before where, yeah, you could have a, that's why it was, you know, an album, you know, a album, whatever.
Yeah, it does really go super fast. Like even now, like our first album or even our second, we did more of like a 6 month promo type of thing. On this album, it's like a 3 month promo. Boom, you know what I mean? And then you kind of got to keep on pushing and stuff. And it's really, really hard to keep even the media interested for that long. You know, they're like, okay, when are you going to put something else out? So what you got to do, you got to spend money, you know what I mean? It's really a professional hobby. You got to spend, and as an independent band, we're all self-financed. So, you know what I mean? It's
correct.
Coming all out of our own pockets. So when I say it's a professional hobby, it's our passion. So everything that you hear we paid for, you know what I mean? And so the pro quality, the videos, all the stuff, all the promo that we do, any PR work that we do, it all comes out of our pocket, you know? And so it gets kind of pricey, and but it's what we love to do. So, you know, it's like having a race car, you know, going to the track, you know?
Exactly.
A weekend warrior type of thing. So, like, that's what we try and do, too, you know what I mean? We all got jobs. We all got families that we need to survive and pay for. So we tour Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, Sundays, you know, type of thing. We do it that way, you know?
Yes. No, yeah, I hear you. I think you describe it extremely well. You know, it's a professional hobby. Have you had a chance to tour a little bit to promote the album? Not yet, or?
Yeah. We've been playing a bunch of shows. We did for like our area out east here. It's called the 401 circuit, basically, because it's Highway 401 from Montreal to Toronto down to Hamilton. Stuff like that, Ottawa, you know, those areas and stuff. We haven't made it out west since 2019. We were out there in 2019. We did all the major cities there. Regina, Calgary, Edmonton, Vancouver, Winnipeg. You know, that kind of tour. But it's hard to get across Canada. Canada is very wide and very long in between cities, so. Again, being an independent band, it's a little bit tougher, but again, you know, you just do it. As long as the shows are there and the promoters are willing to give you at least money, you know what I mean, to get you onto the next city, that's fine there with us. We're just there to just promote ourselves, you know, and sell our merch and our CDs and LPs and stuff. And, you know, I'd rather have people, like I said, you know, just as long as we can make it across and back, and we're not for... For tours, that's the only thing I'd really say. As long as we can break even on tours, then it's good. You know what I mean? We're not losing there any money. I don't mind paying for the records. I don't mind doing that. But, you know, but as long as we're breaking even on shows and tours and stuff, then it's great.
Yeah, no, I hear you. It's quite, you know, I mean, on top of the physical effort, especially of being, you know, without four other guys for 4 weeks, 6 weeks, which I can imagine how it is.
Yeah, you know, listen, you got to love who you're with. You know what I mean? Like, that's something that I think, too, like, a lot of, I'm not going to speak for everyone, but I've seemed to find out that a lot of bands may overlook maybe amazing musicians, you may be amazing that, this and that, but can you sit next to someone for 12 hours in a car, driving constantly, and then load in the gear, do the show, load out, and then get right back in the car and drive for another 12 hours to the next town, and do that repetitively for days on end, if not weeks on end. You know, you really gotta enjoy those people. They, you know, you gotta know their ins and outs and everything else. And if not, touring can make or break a lot of bands, because some people just don't get along, you know.
Yeah.
Their isms are a bit insane, you know. So,
no, yes, absolutely.
That's kind of important for a band too. Like, you could be the most amazing musicians, but if you don't have a physical or a mental rapport with your bandmates, well, then it's kind of pointless, you know.
Yeah, correct. No, exactly. Yeah, synergy and just getting along, and that chemistry, as you mentioned,
it's
synergy.
Yeah.
It's very important, man. That's you're a team at the end of the day, I guess. I mean, so yeah, it has to.
At the end of the day, that's what we are. We're a band of brothers, right? You know what I mean. So
yes.
We have to stick together and have each other's backs.
Correct. No, then that's. And you know what? I think you can also notice that on, not only on the albums themselves, but, you know, of course when you're on stage. But I would argue that even on the recordings, like, you can anyway. Besides, you know, what
this album, this is what I've come to kind of feel with this album, and some of the feedback that we're getting is that this album feels more like an old school, organically fabricated album, where like, yeah, okay, so I may come in with a skeleton part of the track or there, whatever else, the main riff idea or something else. But then we build the song organically in studio, in the jam space while jamming, which is the old school approach, which is the way I used to do it back in the 90s. You get together with your guys and you sit and you jam the song, you know what I mean? And you jam it until something comes up, a part changes, and you keep on jamming that same riff, and then drum beat changes, and then you're like, oh yeah, well, what'd you do there? That was cool. Okay, well, that's staying in the track, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so the album has more of an organic feel than more of like a riff, you know, riffs upon riffs upon riffs, you know.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I hear you. And yeah, like I said, I think, or I argue that, yeah, you can actually feel that, listen that. So social media, like where can they find merchandise and music and news and videos and everything about Born Broken?
You know what? The best place right now is our Linktree, which is Linktree/Born Broken. That has all of the major links all there to all the platforms, to the video, to our IG account, to our Facebook, to our, yes, even TikTok. We're on all other social media platforms too. We're on Spotify, we're on Apple Music, we're on Deezer, we're on Tidal, we're on Amazon Music, all of them, Bandcamp, you know, we're there. So wherever you listen, wherever you stream, you know what I mean? Of course, streaming, whatever else, we'll make our pennies in about the year 2075. But whatever, you know what I mean? The whole point is that you listen, you like it, and you give us feedback, because that's the most important thing, is that we hear back from our fans or our listeners and stuff, and to hear what they actually like about it. Because, again, as an independent band, you know what I mean, we're really nothing without the fans that listen to us, or else we're just playing to ourselves. So the whole point of this is to be interactive with our fans. So if they write us, we write them back. You know, if they comment on things, we may not get to it ASAP, but usually within 24, 48 hours, somewhere there's one of us there saying, hey, thanks a lot, blah, 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 you know, and we try and talk with them, you know?
No, that's so awesome. That's awesome. No, that's of course, your feedback and, yeah, merchandise, man. That's the best way you can help a band, buy merchandise.
Yeah. You could buy our LP. There's a link on Linktree and stuff. We're coming up. We just liquefied all of our old merch from our last albums and stuff off with the past shows. So within the next couple of months, we're going to be revamping our merch store and stuff, which you have the link there through Linktree and stuff with like all of our new merch and stuff. But right now, we're just trying to keep all of our merch on hand with the final shows that we're doing. And then by February, everything should be back up in there at the merch store, where you can go and you can buy whatever else, and they'll ship it directly to you, you know?
Perfect.
So, yeah.
Oh, perfect. I think that's everything I have. I don't know if we missed anything or you want to comment something else.
The only thing I want to say is thank you very much for the interview. Thank you very much for taking the time out of your day, because, again, without people like you, we would be... Oh, I'd be talking to myself.
Well, wouldn't we all? So that's why you become...
So people like you really help get the word out for independent band stuff, and it's greatly appreciated. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the main objectives that we are here for in this beautiful planet. So, yes, anytime, more than happy to you know, help spread the word. So, yeah, so whenever you have a single or whenever you get a chance to come out west or just to tour in general, let us know, and we can definitely help spread the word.
Excellent. Well, our single "Am I Invisible" was released when the album came out, and the single for the video is on YouTube and stuff. So if you want to go check that out, you can go check it out. It's a single to Am I Invisible. You just go type in Born Broken and you'll see that, and go check it out.
Yep, we should all go and check the video, of course. And yeah, I mean, during the show they have heard quite a few songs from you guys, but anyway, they are never enough. I know by experience that it's never enough. So yes, thank you very much, Michael, for being with us tonight, and yeah, hopefully we'll chat soon.
Thank you very much, and again, keep it real.
All right, take care. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks again to Mike from Born Broken for being with us tonight. And yeah, let's go and give you some more metal music here at the Metal Meltdown.